Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, if we could put on the cameras to see everybody, it would be easier. You know, it's always good to see everybody, so we can see each other, if possible. Morning. Okay, we continuing. We're now starting packet B20. Okay, in minyan hechsher kelim lebasa b'cholav ulepesach. Okay, the Torah tells us in Parshas Matos that when Klal Yisrael had the melchama with Midian, and then they captured the booty, and some of the things they captured were pots and pans, and they wanted to use them right away to eat. They wanted to use them right away to eat. So, within 24 hours, because if they just want to use them later, then they didn't have to do anything, just wait the 24 hours. And that's okay. And midrabanan, you can't just do that. But the takaras derabanan didn't exist yet in the time of the Torah. So it would. But apparently, obviously, they wanted to use it right away. So the Torah had to give instructions on how to kasher the kelim. So the Torah tells us, kol dovar sheyovo ve'esh tavir ve'esh v'taher. That anything that was with a fire, meaning it was roasting, right? Like, say you had a spit, and you had a non-kosher piece of meat on the spit, and you were roasting it on the fire. So how would you kasher that? You have to kasher it by putting the spit in the fire. And something that didn't get... was not in the fire. So then you have to kasher it with water, with hagala. I mean, Rashi explains here tavir b'mayim is matbil of adayo. That's going on tevilas kelim. But the general rule is that if you say you have a pot that you cook treif meat in, what does cooking mean? You put the meat in, and there was water. There's cooking in the water. So then you kasher it by boiling water in it. And if you got treif by having a spit on it, so then you would kasher it by putting it in the fire. So that's the two concepts of libun and hagala. Libun and hagala.
Things in the
mikvah
stam playing to this.
That's
not a
controversy
issue, or that's just because it was owned by a non-Jew.
Yeah, that's because it was owned by a non-Jew. Achbamei nida yischata, which Rashi says lefi pshuto was referring to that it was tamei from tumas meis, and now you matire it. But and Chazal learned that means that you bring it to the mikvah since it was owned by a non-Jew previously. Now you have to have tefilas kelim.
Thanks.
Yeah, people often here. Take a look now on page 4 in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Ramile Rav Amram the Rav Sheshes Tana Shvudim Achsalam Lablam Baor. Tanya Gabi Kotchim Shvud Vachsalam Magilam Bechamin. In other words, if you have a spit, so one Mishnah says that you want to kasher the food from the spit, so you have to put it on the fire. You have to do Magilam Baor, you have to do Liban. By kochim, it says if you have a spit that you roasted kochim on, so it says magilim b'chamin, you just do hagola. So l'chartz astira, because I thought if it's a spit, that means there was no water, so then we have the concept of kibolo kachpolto, that you would have to kasher it with liban. So the Gemara says, so it's a stira. Which one is it? So the Gemara says a chiddush here. What's the chiddush? Hacha heitera bala hasam yisura bala. Which means like this, that even though it was with a spit by the kachim, but since when the kachim was put was roasted on the spit, it was heterabala. Because kachim starts off being something that's kosher. Right? So when you kasher something that starts off being kosher, and then it becomes treif, so then maybe even something that requires, normally would require Levim, here Chagol is sufficient. Let's see Rashi. You have something that's milchik, right? You roasted milchik. And now you want to kasher it so it won't be milchik. You made a mistake. You say it was parv, but you made it milchik. So then, even though it was roast, milchik is hetera. You just don't want it to be milchik. So you don't need to do Liban, you could do Hagala. If it's something that uses water, so even if it's Isura, you could kasher it by Hagala. But if it's something that requires fire, because it was Tzola, but if it was Heterabala, even something that requires fire, you could do it with Hagala. It's only if you have something treif, and you used it with, and you got the belia with fire, does it need to be kashered with fire? But if it's something that was kosher, then you needed to kasher it. But the thing that was belia was really hetera. Then even though it was tzli, you could just do hagala sufficient. Okay. Now, let me clarify something that you should realize. That when you do Hagala, so if it's a fork, so you could take a big pot that you haven't used within 24 hours, wait till the water bubbles, and then drop the fork in. Right? But what if the pot itself is treif? So a lot of people think, oh, they have to put it in another pot. But that's not true, because you're not going to fit it in another pot. So how does it work? So the answer is that you just boil the water inside. If the pot itself is treif through, but if something was cooked in it, so the pot itself is treif, so then you wait 24 hours and you boil the water inside the pot. You don't have to put the pot in another pot. If it's a fork, a knife, then you drop it in. But if it's a pot itself is treif, you don't put a pot in another pot. You just boil the water in the pot. And then you have to make sure that it flows over the rim. Rather, some people put something in it to make it overflow. Rather, Badi does what he holds is you could take the lid of the pot and you put it on top of the pot, and then the steam will cause condensation, and that will cause it to go over the rim of the pot as well. So this way you'll get you'll get it on the rim of the pot as well.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
If there was a bigger pot, would it be possible to do that? Would it be okay?
Be okay, but it wouldn't be necessary.
Okay. Rebbe, is that only if there's decent in the water? Because otherwise it would become...
Yeah, so in other words, if you're taking a fork, it's only going to work if there's shishim. But that's what we do is we wait 24 hours, then we make it a nosing tam lefgam. So even if there's no shishim, it'll go out and then it'll come back in, and it'll come back in of tchilasa b'liyosa lefgam. And tchilasa b'liyosa lefgam, when the original b'liya is lefgam, you don't need any hechsher. If you take a look at the Ran here on page 5, it says, "Gav sidim b'gemara olad demastis and tanan shvud v'achsel b'lav nebaor, tanan tanan gav kachshav shvud v'achsel b'ilum barkina hasim heter bala hachi sur bala." Mishamina, the whole hecha de heter bala. If it's heter bala, av hakelim that tzrichim libun, even kelim that normally would libun, die lahem b'hagala. And that's the question about Chametz bePesach, is that called Heter Bala or is that called Yisur Bala? That's a separate discussion. Because on one hand, it's not treif, right? It's not treif. It's only not kosher on Pesach. But it's not treif. So it's a Machlokus Rishonim. So we treat it like Yisur Bala, because, in other words, we do Libun on Pesach for things that require Libun, and we do Hagala for things that require Hagala. We don't say, some Rishonim hold that no, because during the year, it's Chametz is Mutter, so maybe it shouldn't be viewed as something treif, and you should always be able to just do Hagala. But we don't do that. We do Libun. If something is, say, you roasted something with a Chametz pot, so we would require to do Liban on that pot. Yeah, if you take a look on page 6 on the bottom in the Ran, So it's Kosav Ramban Zal. First. Take a line above that. The Heter b'ha, b'fiu kelim shetzrichim b'shari surim liban b'chametz pesach the Heter b'ali b'gol sagi. Right, so the first opinion says that by chomet, if you're kashering things for Pesach, only you have to do hagola, even on things that normally require liban because it's Heter b'ala. But he says kasev haramban al delesa. Shekola kelim b'bluim mechomet afal pi shebalu akodem pesach isur bali. And the Ramban says no, it's isur bala. Kol tashmishis on all day, or and therefore, if it's used with fire, the chametz svichim liban. So l'omu hater bala el b'kachim. Because kachim. B'shas b'liyosim shal kelim lo yol l'shem b'shem Yisraelov. Shadai lo nikra noser. It's not called noser. But chametz is called chametz. Of chametz came in shal yol mo olav kodesh and ivlum kelim olav b'shas b'liyosim Yisra b'ali. So chametz is called, even during the year, it's called chametz. So even though chametz is mutter during the year, but it still has a shem chametz on it. And therefore you always have to do, if it's something al yidei or, you're going to have to do Liban. So that's what he says. So it comes out that we pasken the chametz for Pesach, so he had some type of grill that you would put pieces of bread on the grill. So if you want to kosher that grill for Pesach, you need liban. You can't just do hagala because even though you because it's called isur bala, chametz is called isur bala. That's the Ramban Shita. Chametz is Yisur Bala. Even though Kachim is Heter Bala, because Kachim, when it's Balua, then it's Heter. Kachim is Mutter. Chametz is also Mutter originally, but still it's called Chametz. And Chametz has the same Isser. Even though it's not Pesach now. But it has the same Isser Lagabe Pesach the whole year round. That's how some explain. However, there's another interesting point that the Ran says on the bottom. Take a look. Miu Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal. The kelim shemagilim mechametz. Say you're having pots that you cooked in during the year, and you want to kasher them. And it's before the Zman Isser. As I say, it's Zman Isser is, you know, Erev Pesach in the morning when you can't eat. But it's before the Zman Isser. It's more the Zman that's an Isser Chametz on them. Say you're doing it the week before Pesach. He says, then you don't have to wait 24 hours. Say you're kashering the forks for Pesach. And you're doing it before the Zman Isser, so, right? But you didn't wait 24 hours. So the problem is, if you didn't wait 24 hours and there's no shishim, is it going to go out and come back in? So he says, no. It's okay. Why? Because it's heter now. Even though chametz is considered Yisur Bola, but Lamaisa, right now it's Heter. So the Yisur Bala, Lagabe Liban versus Hagala, you could always need, if it's B'mayim, you're going to need Hagala. If it's Be'esh, you're going to need Liban. But Lagabe Kashering, if you don't wait to 20, we always say wait 24 hours, this way you don't have any problems. Because if you have Shishim, you're okay, but if you don't, then you have a problem, like Sani just said. But by chametz, it's not a problem, even if you didn't wait 24 hours, if it's not the Zman Isser. Why? Because even if it goes out, the chametz took a fork, you put it in the water, and there's no shishim, so it's going to go out back in. But that's called not barnat, like we just learned. And that's not barnat to hetera. Because right now it's mutter. So it's a little bit, in other words, legabe, whether you have to use libet over chagala, we treat it like isur bala, and then it's talloi, whether it's baba mayim or baba ish. But whether you have to wait 24 hours or not, so really, if it's kodim zman isur, you don't have to wait 24 hours, because it's not barnat to hetera. Shem davi no sentam bar no sentam shal heter. Kodim shabba isur, kidogim shalom bakar, shamutu lochlo bakutach. We could have said differently that over there is by dogim shalom b'tchara, it's just meat, it's no shame isr alav. But you could have said no, it's already chametz. But lemaisa, where Shulchan Aruch is mekel. Let's take a look. So we'll look first in the page 9. Sif down. Kalim shen shtamshu behem al de'or. Kalim that you use with fire, with a spit. Because food of achsaloscha, it's a behem tzrichim libun. You need libun. So that's beferish, like the Ramban, that you need libun. You can't just do hagala. A libun hu achi nitotzes nitzimehem. You need libun. But now, let me see where the other. Yeah, take a look on page 13. In Tav Nun Beis, it says Eich Lizar Lehagil Kodem Shachamishus. Right. In other words, what's the halacha that on Pesach, so Midaraisa Chametz is only Osir from Chatzos onwards, right? That's the din Midaraisa. And then Midrabanan, they made an Issa Hanah, so from an hour earlier. In other words, so Chatzos is the end of the sixth hour, right? So it's the Shosh. So the first 6 hours of the day is, that's Chatzos. So the Shosh Viz is the beginning of Chatzos, the beginning of Shosh Viz. So they asked the Shashishis already Bahana, Midrabanan, and then they asked an hour before the Shachamishis is already Isser Bachila. So therefore, if you want to cash a Kalim on Erev Pesach, you should do it before the fifth hour, because before the fifth hour, then it's Mutter Bachila and Hana. And this way you don't have to worry whether you have shishim or not. Because even if you don't have shishim, then what? If it comes out, it won't be a problem, because it'll be not barnat the hetera. It'll come back, go back in, but it's not barnat the hetera. Yeah. So he says, so the best thing is that you should do the Hagala before the fifth hour. Says the Magen Avraham, Aleph, Sh'afa pi shakli ben yomo ve'in shishim b'mayim negdo, even though the kli is not ben yomo, and there's no shishim, afil hachi sharim shum davi napar not the hetera. She'en ke yachar shahei. The kasher of sim tov mem zayin sifhei is osir amor dvar mem zbashlim. Lo hitir mitam nat bar nat. But I thought the Ramor says that the Varm Shem is Bashlim, you don't have the heter of Napanat. Shlomo the Hocha came into Ikar Harbe to Amim, and a machal a kli, and a kli a mayim, and a mayim a kli. So even, those normally the Ramor says that it's only Dogim Sholu Bukhara, but not in this Bashlu. So here is in this Bashlu. So it shouldn't be considered not bar not the hetera. So he says, no, because here the many to Amim. Because it goes from the machal to the kli, right? It's a chametz to kapat. So from the machal to the kli, from the kli to the mayim, and the mayim, it's going to another kli. So it's bimutta. Okay. Okay, so that's a big yisod. Okay, then there's a famous halacha about frying pans. What's the halacha with a frying pan? Page 15. Machvat shematagnim bo. What would you say? Let me think, what would you say without looking anything? Say you have a frying pan, you make French toast. The whole year, you make French toast. On the Sunday morning, French toast. You make French toast on the frying pan. Sunday morning. So how would you go about kashering it for Pesach? Say you want to use it for Pesach to make matzah brise. So how would you do that? Liban Hagala.
Does it depend on whether or not Tigun is official?
So you tell me, is it or is it not?
If you say it is, then you do
Agala.
And then if not, then you do
Liban. Right, okay. So Ben is saying it depends whether that is Tigun like Agala, is Tigun Bishul. Right, so if it's Bishul, then you do Agala. If it's not, then you do Liban. That's what Ben is saying. But just because, I mean, but so what is it for Heksha Kalim purposes? What would you say? And look at this. To make things even more interesting, take a look, Ben, on page 15. He says it depends. So he says that it depends. If you're kashering it for Pesach, you only need Hagola. And you're kashering it from Treif to Kosher, you need Liban. Which, Lechora, would be difficult. Based on your explanation, it would be a little bit difficult. Because Mamanafshach, if Tigun is kibishul, it should always require Hagala, and if not, it should require Liban.
Rabbi, the Hechsher for Pesach, did it happen before the fifth hour?
Okay, let's assume for a time. Let's assume like that.
It was like a heter at that time.
Of course, it's strange, right? Right, Ben? I mean, Manavshach. So the Vilna Gaon says an interesting pshat. Tachos of Mordechai, Svirle, the Lefomim, the Siabishbov, Havi Kachmisho, Ali De Or, Fesim, the Vater, Bada, Ain Sarach, Levin. The Rosh Tachos for us, and he came, but there is Nami Lechush, Vavi Sefta, and the Mechaber, Tophus, Iker, Gdivir, Rosh, Al Sheish, Lachmir. The Muhammad's the Balafal can show me the Muhammad's Nikra and Terrible. Alfred was really keen. We can have the Yesh Lismok Aleim. So he said like this, there is a machlokus where the frying pans require Hagolo or Liban. What's that based on? Because normally when you're doing Bishul and it's Bishul means there's a lot of water there, right? You're taking a piece of chicken and you're cooking it with a lot of water. When you have a frying pan, there's just a little bit of oil there. It's not like, right? So what's the machlokes? So some say we're afraid that maybe the oil is going to dry up. And therefore, if it dries up, then it's like tzli, right? So that's what the Mordechai says. But the Rosh disagrees that it's considered Bishul. So Mikra Din, it's considered Bishul. Because the oil is there. You don't have to worry it'll dry up. But Chumra with Machmir. But by chametz, there's no problem because even if it dries up, but there's a shita that holds chametz as heterabala. The way Rav Shechter explained, it's like a sfeik sfeika, because maybe all you need is hagala, and even if you say you need liban because it dries up. But something that's heterabala only needs hagala even on things that normally need liban. So therefore, it should be okay. So that's pshat explains the Vilna Gaon of the Mechaber, because if in other words. If you're saying that you're kashering a frying pan, a treif frying pan, and you want to kasher it, so then you need liban, because maybe it dried up, and right, so you need liban, and there's no other heter, either hagol or liban, so a machmer. But because it's isur bala, But by chametz for Pesach, meager din, it doesn't dry. We don't have to be choshes dries up. And even if it dries up, and you then it's considered like tzli. But even tzli, there's a shita that holds that by chametz for Pesach is called hetera bola. Even though we don't paskin like that, but it's a tzad suffik to say that you wouldn't need to do liban. Because you have, like Rav Shechter says, it's like a sfek sfeka. It's a sfek sfeka. But that sfek sfeka doesn't apply to treif, because treif is for sure yisurabala. So the treif is one suffix. Do we chosh it dries up or we don't chosh it dries up? So we go to chumrah. I'll tell you a story. I heard once Rabbi Yitzchak Isbi Zatzal. He was the Rav in Brooklyn, and he was a Rebbe in different yeshivas. So he told over a story once that there was a yeshiva that the cook wasn't there one day, and there was a non-Jewish person there who wanted to help out. So he made breakfast for the yeshiva boys, and he made fried eggs for them or whatever. And then somebody came in, one of the rabbis, whatever, found out and saw that he did this. So it was Bishalakim. It was Bishalakim. So since it was Bishalakim, it's treif, and for something treif, you need libun, and they felt that if they would do libun on the frying pan, it would break, so they just threw it away. So that was the story that Rabbi Isbi said over. So I went over to him afterwards, to Rav Isbi Zatzal, and I said, maybe according to this Vilna Gaon, you wouldn't have had to throw it out, because there's a machlokas whether you have to do Heksha Kalim by Bishalakim at all. There are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. One day is if Goy cooks in the pot, you know, kosher food, but it's still Bishalakim, you have to kasher, and one sheet is you don't even have to kasher. That there's no... Because some Rishonim hold the whole idea of Bishalakim is you'll come to marry the daughter. But you only come to marry the daughter if they serve good food. If it's just a tam in the kalim, that's not going to do it to make the shirch. So they don't aser liyas for Bishalakim. So even though the food is treif that the guy cooked, but you don't have to. You don't have to do it. So I said, L'chorod, you have the same sfek sfeka of the Vilna Gaon, but because maybe you need bishul, maybe you need hagalah, and even if you hold, you need libun. But who says b'chalal that you need hechsher kalim by bishulakum anyway? So then you should be able to keep the keli, in contrast to what they did. So that's the. Then we still have to see how hot is hot, and how does this work with a oven. So, but that's so. Those are the two. So those are the sodas we learned today. That there's. Bli al yedei bishul is a bli al yedei tzli. Bli al yedei bishul needs hagala. Bli al yedei tzli needs libun. But bli al yedei tzli, if it's a terebola, then it's sufficient with hagala. Sufficient with hagala. So an example of that is if you have kachim. You have kachim that it was is nivla in the kalim. Or you have something that became milchik. and by mistake. So you want a kashrut, it became milchuk. So then you could always use hagala. Because even if it was al yidei tzli, you could still use hagala because it's a terebala. And chametz pesach is machlokus rishonim, the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran says it's a isurabala, so therefore it's a terebala. And the Ramban says no, it's isurabala because it's always called chametz even during the year. So therefore you'd have to always kasher it with. If it's al yidei bishul, you could do it with hagala. If it's al yidei tzli, then no. And then you need libun. And legabe doing hagalah for Pesach, we said you should usually use, wait 24 hours. It's no same time of gam. But if you didn't, then it's a problem because it's going to go back in and then come back out. But we said if it's before the Hashach Chamishus, before this man Isser, so even if it comes out and goes back in, it's considered what? It's considered not barnat, and therefore it'll be okay. So even if it's you didn't wait 24 hours, it'll still be okay. Okay, Rabosei. So this is the first thing you have to digest, these things. Tomorrow we'll continue, but this is the beginning. And I think I made this packet now because since we just did not barnat before, and this has not barnat, that's why I think I put the packet here originally. We still have to get back to Davar Charif and other things like that, but we did some important yesodas today. So make sure we digest them, and the Mezusha will continue. Okay, good morning, Harav Katan, how are you?
Morning, Rabbi, good morning.
Okay, Avi Lichshain, good morning.
Morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Eli Deutsch, good morning. David Amster, good morning.
Morning, Rabbi.
Ben Katz, good morning.
Morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Sonny.
Morning,
good morning, good morning. Good morning, Michael Kay.
Morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Yossi Waxel.
Morning.
Good morning. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue this packet, Bez Hashem. Okay, Kol Tov. Have a good day, everybody.
Kol Tov.